Probably some men.
It was in Stark Hollis.
She's there, so she...
Yeah, she's the one who gets me to come.
It's a very nice part from the Baba Varev about the Mayim.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
art,
from
really.
The Rosh Hashiva, from Rosh Steinberg.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, I might as well. Okay, good evening. It's September 19th. And this is Rabbi Simon's shiur. Sponsors for tonight's shiur, Sharon and Yudi Gopin, to commemorate the 30th yard site of Yudi's mother, Bella Gopin, Yaffa Bela Basa Rav Menachem Mendel. Ronnie and Paul Lustiger, in honor of their children and grandchildren. Susan and Lenny Presby, in honor of Rabbi Simon, and Elisheva Malka and Yosef Veltman, with a thank you to Beth Aaron family for being so warm and friendly.
And thank you, everyone. It's always so nice to be here again during right before different Yom Tovim. So I thank everyone for coming, and it's always a big success to be here. Obviously, we're holding right before Rosh Hashanah, and so I'd like to articulate certain ideas regarding Rosh Hashanah, one perhaps theme that we could go through several aspects of Rosh Hashanah, and hopefully it should be a meaningful limud. There's a very famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva on Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, page 1 here. Says the Rambam, and I quote, "Aval pishet kia shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakosuv." Even though the mitzvah of kia shofar is like any other mitzvah that we have to do, regardless of any reason, it is what it is. It's a gzeiras hakosuv. But remez yeshbo. There's what? There's a idea, a hidden idea that underpins this mitzvah. Klomar uru uru yishenim mishenaschem. Ninedomim hakitsu mitarde maschem. Uru yishenim mishenaschem means the sleep, people who are sleeping should get up, and people who are in deep sleep should get up from their tardema, from their deep sleep. V'chipsu b'ma'aseichem, and you should look into your actions. V'chozru b'tshuva v'zuchru barachem. Then he continues and says, Eivu ha'shochim es ha'emes b'havle hazman. Some people forget the truth because they're involved in the routine of life, and they don't focus. Veshogim kol sheinosam behevel varik, and they spend their whole life with different things of emptiness and frivolity. Asher lo yoil velo yatzil, habitu lenafshosechem v'tivu darchechem v'alechem. So it's a wake-up call. But it seems to me that there's more than just the wake-up call that you've been doing averos, so now, or you weren't doing mitzvos, so we give you a shake, and you wake up, and because it says more than that. It would have just stopped and said, chipsu b'maseichem v'chizru b'tshuva. Do tshuva. What's this added thing? Eilu hashokim es emes b'havle hazman. Some people miss out on the truth in the routine of life. What's that added point that the Rambam is making? It could have just said, people are not doing a tshuva, so wake up. Then he goes on. He's more verbose. It says, "Eilu hashokim es emes b'havle hazman, v'shogim kol sheinosam b'hevel v'rik." So this is one question that I'd like to deal with. What is the Rambam adding with these individuals who are involved in the routine of life and are not focused on the proper... What exactly is that all about? Then furthermore, the famous Rambam here on page 2, the Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, HaMisasek B'tkiyah Shofar L'Islameid Lo Yotza Yidei Chovoso. Whereas if a person is just like trying to blow the shofar just to learn how to blow, he's not really focusing on doing the mitzvah, but the bottom line is he's blowing the shofar. Lo Yotza Yidei Chovoso. He does not fulfill his obligation. Say he would wake up early, Rosh Hashanah morning, trying to, you know, blow the shofar, just practicing, but not so much focusing on doing the mitzvah, just to see, can I blow, can I not blow? You know, maybe they'll need me, you know, if the other Baal Tokei is, you know, not well or something. So he's practicing. So you're not Yotze. You have to be very specific that that you have to have kavana for the mitzvah. Niskavin shomei latzei sidei chovoso. In other words, the person who's blowing the shofar needs kavana and to do the mitzvah, and the person who's listening needs kavana. And if you don't have both of them having the kavana, you don't fulfill the obligation. Achi is kavein shomea umashmia. Until the shomea, the person listening, and the person who's blowing. You need both of them. And if the kavana is not there, then you don't fulfill the mitzvah. So even though you're blowing shofar randomly to practice or something like that, and you did a good job. You're not Yosef. So kavana by shofar is very integral to the mitzvah. In contrast to what the Meforshim point out on page 3, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says, "Ochal matzah below kavana." If a person ate matzah without kavana, and he gives you an example, kigon ansu akum, say a non-Jewish person forced it down, or leased him, or a robber, lechol yotzi dechavoso. So he won't fulfill the mitzvah. Whereas a matzah is a mitzvah, but the Rambam's opinion is that the idea of the kavana for matzah is not as important as it is by shofar. He clearly makes that distinction. Some mafarshim, like the Ran, want to make a distinction between something that you eat, because when you eat something, you enjoy it. So that makes you, as Rav Nachum Zemba explains, connected to the mitzvah. But by hearing, it's not. More remote from you. It's not part of you. It's not eating something, and therefore, if you don't have kavana, then it doesn't relate to you. That's how some. That's the Ran explains. But I'd like to expound on this, to explain perhaps more what the idea is, why it's so important, the kavana by shofar. So again, first we want to understand the Rambam, the first Rambam, of what does it mean that people need the reminder. Not only to do tshuva for the mitzvahs, but they get caught up in routine of life. So what's the wake-up call all about? And similarly, what's the idea, the special notion of what? Of kavana when it comes to shofar, which the Rambam stresses is more important than the kavana by matzah. Furthermore, there is a question in the Mefarshim, what is the proper greeting on Rosh Hashanah? When you see your fellow Jewish, first night, what do you say? So we know in many shuls, we say Lashana Tova, Tikose, Visechosem, La'alter, L'chaim Tovim, L'sholom, that we should be
written and sealed in the the Sefer HaChaim, Baal Tel Chaim Tov, immediately for a good life. However, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, he has a different opinion. On page 5. Rama says, "V'nogim shekol echad omer l'chaveiro l'shana tova tikosef." That's all you're supposed to say. No sechosim, l'shana tova tikosef. So why that? Why not the way we do it? L'shana tova tikosef v'sechosim. Fakir. When usually we assume based on the Gemara here on page 4 that. Amar Akrus Bedai, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosha Svarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. There are 3 books that are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishayim Gemurim. One is for the Rishayim Gemurim, who are going to be sealed for, something not so good. Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim. Echad Shal Beinunim. Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim V'Nechtomim La'alter L'chaim. Tzadikim Gemurim, right away. On Rosh Hashanah, they're written and sealed for a good, healthy life. And Rishayim Gemurim are for the other way. And Beinanim is the first. They have to wait to see on the Tluim Va'Ondim Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. They're in limbo from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then finally, hopefully, if there's Zocha, that in Yom Kippur they will be sealed. So don't we have the Gemara stating explicitly Tzadikim Gemurim or Nechtovim and Nechtomim right away? So that's why we say Mishana Tova Tekosev V'Sechosim, because we want to say that our fellow Jew, we treat him like a Tzadik Gomer. So why is the Ramah hesitant? The Ramah doesn't want you to treat anyone like a Tzadik Gomer. Why not? Well, what could be wrong? Say Lashana Tova, and he says, just say Lashana Tova Tikasif. That's it. So what's the idea of that? That's another question that we'll deal with. We'll eventually get to answers after we finish all the questions. Okay. So let us go back a little bit now to the month of Elul, and discuss a certain idea that I think is very important in the month of Elul. It's not something that we usually focus on when we talk about Elul. And that is the Medrash in Parshas Chukos here on page 7. Where it says like this. Vayifnu v'ayalu yesh omim milchama sichon osu be'elul. That the milchama of sichon v'av, that was the initial war that Klal Yisrael had to fight to get into Eretz Yisrael. Because they had to conquer the land of sichon v'og, which was the land of Ammon and Moab. They took it over. Sichon and Og took it over. But originally it was the land of Ammon and Moab, and that was the land that eventually Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven inhabited. And that took place, what? In Elul. That milchama. And in Parshas Chukos, on page 8 and 9, the Torah tells us that there was a certain poet that Bilam, certain thing that was said about this milchama of Sichon and Og. Al-Kain, page 9, Yomru ha-Moshlim, bo u-cheshbon, tibone v'sikonen ir Sichon. So what does that mean? What is cheshbon? Cheshbon was the name of the city. Like New York is New York, so Cheshbon was the name of the city. So Bo Cheshbon, we come to the city of Cheshbon and conquer it. Tibona v'sikonin ir sichon. And that will now become the city of Sichon, because Sichon captured Moab, and that the city of Cheshbon was there. So that's what the Moshlim, he says, Bilam, Borheim, they said that about a little achvesa, poetry or something like that about that Muhammad. So there's a fascinating Gemara in Bava Basra that explains that pasuk on page 10. Amar Shmuel bar Nachman Amar Yochanan. May dichsiv al kein yomu hamoshlim. Hamoshlim, elu hamoshlim biyitzrom. So as moshlim normally means poets or whatever, so here they mean the people who control the Yetzihara. Bo Cheshbon. Come to Cheshbon. Now Cheshbon was Cheshbon. That was the name of the city. But the Gemara darshans another interpretation of Cheshbon. You know, when we say you make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, you make a calculation. So what is the calculation? Bo v'nechashev Cheshbono shel Olam. Let us make a calculation in this world. Hefseid mitzvah keneged schara, uschara veira keneged hefseida. Because whenever you do a mitzvah, so you're going to spend money. You assume we're going to be buying Bezer Shem, lulav, and esrog, and all the things so it's a hefseid, right? We're going to have to give money for that, right? But then, so maybe one would say, why should I do it? But then if you think in the context of what the schar you're going to get in the future, so that's going to be more than worthwhile for you to spend the money. So that's what he says. Hamoshlim is the people who have a proper perspective, and they make a cheshbon hanefesh, and they say, hefseitz mitzvah keneged schara, that even though I'm losing money to do a mitzvah, but what? I'm going to get plenty of schar in the future. Uschar aveira keneged hefseida. And if a person thinks, you know, I'll do an aveira, I'll buy something that's not kosher because it's much cheaper, so I'm going to save a lot of money, that's the schar aveira. But think about what you're going to lose, meaning the punishment that you'll get in the future. So the Gemara darshan's Cheshbon, which just means the name of the city, to mean Cheshbon HaNefesh. And then the Gemara says, and it's talking about this idea of making a Cheshbon, making a calculation in your mind, whether you should do the mitzvah or not, because you're losing, but think about what will be in the future. The same thing with the Aveira. If you'll do the Aveira, you'll save money, but look what you're going to lose in the future. And that's how the Gemara explains those Psukim. But if you do this, you'll have good in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, etc. So the question is, the Gemara's drasha is very interesting, but what in the world does it have to do with the... Usually you have a drasha, but it has something to do with the pshat also. The pshat has to do with this war. That Klal Yisrael, you know, there was the city of Ammon and Moab, and it was conquered by Sichon, and then Klal Yisrael conquered it from Sichon. That's what the pasuk is referring to. So what does that have to do with this whole thing about what? About, you should think about the future, what it's going to be, but that's a nice musa shmuz. But what does it have to do with what? With the simple understanding of the pasuk. So this question was raised in the Sefer Bar Miriam by
He quotes from the Lev Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Lapian. He quotes this Gemara here on page 12, and on page 13, he says, "Lev Eliyahu Hiksha." Lev Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Lapian asks, "Madua darshu Chazal droshazu al psukim elu?" Why is Chazal explaining this idea about looking in the future and not just looking in front of you in the context of this Melchama, which Lechor has nothing to do with this idea? Elohim Kesher, Lecheshbon HaNefesh Al Adam. So he explains like this. Ubir, Bir Nifla, second line. Ritzif Satora Al Totzer Esmoav Al Tizgarbom Melchama. Right, there were certain nations, for different reasons, that Klal Yisrael were not allowed to engage in war. You know, Ammon Moab from Lot, they weren't allowed to start up with them. And then the fourth line, Chosu Chazal, Ammon u Moab tiharu b'sichon. So it's a fascinating idea that when Sichon conquered Ammon and Moab, now Klal Yisrael is allowed to wage war to get that land. Kolzman, that it was Moab's land, Moab, you know, we're not allowed to start up with Moab based on who he was. But once Sichon conquered it, that was now a matir for Klal Yisrael to go conquer that land. That's what it means. Amon and Moab, tiru b'sichon. In other words, they became purified. What is purified? Means now Klal Yisrael has a license to go ahead and what? And conquer them. Kolzman, that it was Moab's land? Nah. But once Sichon conquered that land, now Klal Yisrael. T'ksheb'o l'cheshbon yochlu Yisrael l'chachas v'som yideim. T're'enem shel Moab, el'bo k'var l'rishu Sichon. So the idea being, as he says, bo v'nitz borek shen nitzich Sichon l'chachas k'shbon v'yad Moab. Let's think about this. When Sichon fought Moab and conquered the land, so they must have been very happy that they annexed, you know, they had this big piece of land. Obviously it was big, it was the land that B'nai Gadim, B'nai Ruah wanted to be. There is Mikneh, so they're very happy. But you know what? The fact that they conquered that land was the reason for their failure. Because if they never would have, in other words, Klal Yisrael obviously had a good army, but if it would have stayed in the land of Moab, in the hands of Moab, then Klal Yisrael can't start up. Well, this guy's Moab. They won't. They can't start up. So the simcha that Sichon had about conquering the land was very short-sighted. Because why? Because that once it was in their possession, now they're vulnerable for the defeat of Klal Yisrael. So that's exactly what this Gemara in Barvabas is telling us. Whereas, don't be short-sighted. In other words, if you just look what's in front of you, so then it seems very good. It's great. Sichon, very happy. I got this land. But if you look, you think about it more, now you're going to lose it. In other words, whatever you put in to get it is going to be your downfall now. And that's exactly the idea. If you look right in front of you, you say, oh, I'm spending so much money for this mitzvah, that mitzvah, whatever. That's if you're short-sighted, you think like that. So I shouldn't do it. But a person who has a vision for the future, what? He understands the future in a greater way, and therefore, and that's what the message of this Muhammad is all about. That sometimes you can't only look at the right in front of you, you have to have a broader perspective of the future, and that's exactly what I was saying. Well, so I think, Rabosai, this idea, and we'll see otherwise, is exactly this. And this took place in Elul. So I think this is the message of Elul.
Because the message of tshuva, I think, is summarized in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on page 24. Rav Yaakov Omer, Olam hazeh dome leprozdor, that this world is comparable to what? A hallway. Bifnei olam haba. Hasken atzmucha beprozdor kidei shikiti kones letrakli. In other words, this world is just a hallway. But the main place of habitation is going to be in olam haba. This is just preparation. You know, why don't we go straight? So why don't we just go straight to Olam Haba? What do we need this world for? So it's famous from different Svarim. The Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Kerbi Yavd always used to like to speak about this idea. That's called what? Nama Tikisufa, which means Lechem Shalbusha. Meaning no one wants to have a handout. Well, it's a Lechem Shalbusha. You're embarrassed. Lechem Shalbusha. So if we would just go right to Olam Haba straight, then what? Then whatever we get there, we don't feel we earned it. So Hashem sends us to this world that we should earn our keep in for Olam Haba. And that's, so this world is just what? It's a prose door. It's just the whole way, you know, leading into something bigger. So that idea, I think, is the idea that Milchemes Sichon and Elul, what? Brought forth. That don't be narrow. You have to look at it in a broad idea, not just what's in front of you, but look at the broader picture. And I think Rabosai, that is the idea that what? The Rambam. What does the Rambam mean? People, you know, okay, they need to do tshuva, they need to do the mitzvah, the averus, but they get caught up in the heavenly hazman. So I want to suggest that means is, in other words, they don't think in a broad picture, because we're so caught up in the everyday routine, so we just look like what's in front of us, and we got to get this done and that done, but we don't look in foresight to look ahead to understand how this is going to impact, you know, for years to come and, you know, generations to come, etc. That's what it means, the Hevlei Hazman. And that's what the shofar is about. The shofar is about to wake us up, not just, oh, you didn't have do tshuva, to give us a global scope of what this world is all about. That we should have the Mishnah in what? In Pirkei Avos in front of our minds. Because a lot of times we just look, okay, is it good now? Is it not good now? You know, Basher Husham. And not that global. And that idea was the Milchemes Sichon V'og, and that was the Mishnah, the Gemara in Bava Basra, and that's why the Rambam says you get caught off of the Hevlei Hazman, and that's why the Rambam says you need Kavana for shofar. What's the idea? Because if you just hear the shofar and you don't understand this, so you heard, you know, the noise, but you have Kavana, then you understand the idea of what it's supposed to awaken me. It's supposed to awaken me that I should have a broad sight of the global idea of what this world is all about and what's it all about, what is it leading to, etc. But not to, and if that's why the kavana aspect of shofar is so important. Now, what about the greeting? The Ramos says, Neshana tova what? Tikasev. So what is that all about? So the Vilna Gaon explains that the Ramos is based on Tosfos here on page 4 in the bottom. You see, we normally think, what is the din of Rosh Hashanah about? So one idea is that, very simple, what's going to be our fate in this world? Mi yichya mi yomus. Very simple. But the Tosfos says there's two things going on. There's, you know, there's a din going on of what's going to be in this world, but there's another judgment going on. And take a look at the end of the Tosfos on page 4, the bottom, two lines from the bottom. That's how the Gra explains the Ramah. Meaning, when you greet yourself, when you greet your fellow Jew on the night of Rosh Hashanah, you're speaking to him about life in this world. You should have a good year in this world. But says Tosfos and the Gra and the Ramah that when the Gemara says that tzaddikim are not only written in the book of life, but also nechtam, that's only legabe what their chelek in olam haba will be vis-a-vis their avodah Hashem as it is from this year's avodah, and how that will affect your chelek olam haba. But for this world, says Tosis and the Gra and the Ramah, even tzaddikim gemurim are not what? Nechtam till Yom Kippur. So therefore, the Ramah is saying there are two dinim going on. So when you speak to your friend, you're not speaking to him about Olam Haba. You're speaking about Olam Hazeh. But when the Gemara says tzaddikim in nechtam and nechtam, for L'chaim, it means L'chaye Olam Haba. So therefore, it's not appropriate to wish anyone Ksiva V'chasima Tova on Rosh Hashanah, because no one gets a Chasima on Rosh Hashanah, even the Tzaddikim. And that's how the Vilna Gaon explained, if you take a look in the Bir HaGra, how he explains the Ramah on page 6. On the bottom, where the arrow is on the right side. The Ran disagrees and says it's Olam Hazeh. So therefore, our minig is to follow the Ran. When it says the tzaddikim on nechta v'nechtam la'alter, that's v'chaye Olam Hazeh. But Tosus says no, that's only v'chaye Olam Habah. But that's not what we're greeting a person. So therefore, since we're not greeting you for your chelik for Olam Haba vis-a-vis this year, so Lameila, the Ramah Shita was, it's inappropriate to say to anyone, Lashana Tova Tikase Vechase Chosim, according to the Ramah. But our minig is to say that, because we follow the opinion of the Ran, that the Tzadikim Gemurim will get a Chasima, not only Ksiva, but a Chasima in this world right away. So therefore, that's the minig that we say l'shana tova tikase v'sechosem v'al tel chayim tovim u'l'sholom. But it's interesting that these two judgments are going on. What's going to be our fate in this world and what's going to be our fate in Olam Haba? And perhaps that's the idea, because Rosh Hashanah is the time that we always have to think about not only chaye Olam Hazeh, but we have to think about the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos of that our life in this world is just the prose door for L'chaye Olam Haba. If you think that way, then your whole mindset of how you live life is a totally different mindset. And that's what the wake-up call of the shofar is. Not just do a mitzvah, don't do an aveira. It's that global cook. It's that the idea of the Milchemes Sichon V'Og, that don't just look right now and think that this is good, because whatever you thought was good, if you look at the future, that was the reason for the downfall. And that was the idea that Rosh Hashanah has these two judgments. This idea also perhaps ties into a pasuk in Hosea on page 14. There's a fascinating pasuk in Hosea on page 14. Love base. Yichayenu miyomayim. Bayom ha-shlishi yikimenu v'nichya lefanav. So what does that mean? Yichayenu miyomayim. So let's look at the Metzudas David. On page 14, in the third line, Yichayenu miyomayim. Hinei shalach lanu refua mishnei ha'itim she'ovru aleinu u'golos mitzayim u'golos b'avu. In other words, the Yomayim are referring to, Yomayim literally means 2 days,
But it's what? It's the two Golias, the Golas Mitzrayim and the Golas Bavel. And that ultimately will bring to the third Geula, which will be the Geula Hasida, and that will keep us strong forever. Yikimenu l'fanav. So the Chasam Sofer, here on page 15, going over to page 16, he says another idea. He says, you know what? Al derech hadrush. You know what? Yichayenu miyomayim. What's yomayim? It's Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv yichayenu, page 16. Yichayim dover. Ksiv yichayenu miyomayim biyom ha-shlishi yikimenu m'nechi avonav. Ki Rosh Hashanah hu nikra yomayim shu yom ha-arichta. Rosh Hashanah is like the 2 days, but it's one, you know, 48-hour unit of Yom Ha'arichta. So it's a Yomayim. Rosh Hashanah nikra Yomayim shu Yom Ha'arichta. Hu Yom Ha'adina Shari Ba'alma. Tzarech Eizem Eiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayenu Yomayim means Hashem will help us get through this Rosh Hashanah. And then that will bring us... And then Yom Kippur, we're going to stand in front of him, and that's going to bring us achias for the whole year to come. However, the Vilna Gaon says another fascinating idea. Let's come to the Akedah, Akedas Yitzchak, that we're going to read on Rosh Hashanah. So look what it says here on page 18. Bayom Ashlichi, Bayisa Avram is Eino Vayaras Hamocho Meirachok. The third day is when they get to the site of the Akedah. And whatever happened, you know, he took the Machel, he didn't check them, whatever, the whole story. So where was the Akedah? The Akedah was on the third day. What were the first 2 days? That was the trip. Took 2 days to get there, and the third day is when they were going to do the mitzvah of the Akedah. And this pasuk on page 20 in the Medrash Rabbah quotes this pasuk, "Vayom Ashlishi." So he says, "Yichayenu miyomayim b'yom Ashlishi kimenu nichnei lefanav." So what does this pasuk have to do? What does it mean? So the Vilna Gaon, he has a sefer Pinini Mishulchan Agra, put together Rabbi Dov Eliach. He says a fascinating idea. He says like this. Isa b'medrash, on page 22 in the bottom. Isa b'medrash, Rabbi. B'yom ha-shlishi v'isa Avram ha-seinav, k'siv yichayenu b'yomayim, b'yom ha-shlishi k'menu nichu l'fonav. Omer li tzuva me'rabonu mi'vilna m'shem ha-gon Rabbi Eliezer Eliel Vilner. Somebody told me in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the following. What does that have to do that pasuk in Hosea with the Akedah? So he says like this. We know, the Gemara says in Chulin, in other places, Kedushin, Schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah. That the schar that we get for mitzvahs is not in this world. This world doesn't have anything that can measure up, that's how some of the Farshim explain, to a schar mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is so great that this world doesn't have enough to offer. Whatever you think there is in this world, it's not even worth a mitzvah. Olam Haba, that's when we'll get schar. So what does it mean? The famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, what does it mean? All the psukim of Chumash. I am Shemot Tishmu, and then you'll get this, and the other thing. In Mechukosai Teilechu, you'll get this. So what does that mean? So the Rambam says, that's not schar. That is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're doing mitzvahs, so then I'm going to facilitate that you could do more mitzvahs, because if you have problem with your gashmias, that's going to take away from your focus on the ruchnias. So in Mamela, if I see you're interested in doing mitzvahs, then I'll give you mataritz gabita, I'll give you all these things, so you'll be healthy, so these things won't get in the way and facilitate you. But that's not the schar. The schar is beyond what we can even comprehend. So he says a fascinating idea now from the Vilna Gaon. Avalin, next paragraph. Inyan kachu, de be'emes ha-mitzvah atzma ein la tashlum b'olam hazeh. The mitzvah itself, nothing. But you know what we get schar in this world for? Hazrizes vahidur kayotzi b'mitzvahs of zeina him schushanu ochlem. Hein ha-torah kdoshu sipulonim kodim kol ha-chonis vazrizes sh'osu amar vavinu. In other words, the actual mitzvah, we don't get schar in this world. You know what we get the mitzvah?
What we get schar in this world? All the preparations. In other words, when we shake the lulav, that's the mitzvah. We get schar in olam haba. The fact that we went, that we bought, that we selected, or we put up the sukkah, all those things that are not the mitzvah, but that we're going to get schar in this world. So the Vilna Gaon says beautifully, by the Akedah, so what was it? The first 2 days were what? The Hachana. The third day was the day of the mitzvah. So that's the pshat. Yichayenu, Archias in this world, is what? Miyomayim, from those first 2 days. Because those were the Hachana. B'yom HaShlishi, Yikimenu V'Nichyan Lefonov. But Yom HaShlishi, what we did on Yom HaShlishi is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Losid Lovo. Because Schar Mitzvah Bahayal Malecha. So the Hachana, but for the Hachana, and what's the idea, I think, also? That's the idea, because this world is the Mokom of Hachana. The Olam Hazeh is Dome Leprozdor. So whatever Hachanas we do in preparation for the Mitzvah, that will get, all that effort that we did, will get Schar in this world. Because this is the world of Hachana, the world of the Prozdor. And that's Yichayenu Miyomayim. Because the Yomayim, those first 2 days were the days of walking to the Akedah. And the Mefarshim point out, you know how I think in Rabbi Scheinemann's Sefer, a fascinating idea. You know, think about it. When Avram Avinu went to the Akedah, so what did he do? Besides taking Yitzchak, what did he do? He took heavy wood, right? Vayraka atzei ola. So the kasha that's brought down in Rabbi Scheinemann's Sefer is, I don't understand. Why do you have to schlep the wood for? You'll go to the Akedah, you'll get wood over there. And then you'll... So he says like this, because sometimes a person, mitzvah's hard. And he can't say no, he's not going to do it. But you know what he wants? He wants to be able to have an excuse not to do it and not to look bad from the excuse. So this is the plan. Don't take the wood, and hopefully you'll get to the site of the Akedah, and there won't be no wood. And then you'll say, I really wanted to do it, but there's no wood. So how can I bring him up without wood? And then you'll be good. This way, you'll save face. You know, you wouldn't have to say, "Oh, I'm not going to do the mitzvah." But the fact, as Rav Scheinemann points out, the fact that Avraham wasn't like that, he said, "No, this is the mitzvah that I'm going to do the mitzvah, and I'm going to make sure the mitzvah is done. So I'm going to take with me, because if you really want to make sure it's done, then you don't wait till the site of the Akedah. You take it with you, as hard as it is." That's the pshat that Chasam Sofer has an interesting pshat in the Al-Kait. One of the Al-Kaits we say, Al-Kait Shechatanu Fanecha, Ba'onesu V'Ratzon. That we Al-Kait, that we do an Aveira, Ratzon means willfully, and Onus means that something unforeseen happened and we weren't able to do the mitzvah or whatever it is. So the question is, why are we clapping Al-Kait for the Onus? I'm potter. Why should I clap all hate for that? The Ratzon, I understand. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Drasha, because you know why? Because some people, they hope that they'll get, they have a Ratzon, but they should have an Onus. I don't want to have to go here. I don't want to have to do this. So if there's a snowstorm, so then it's all good. Because this way, I didn't want to do it anyway. And this way, I have a good excuse. And the Shalom on Yisrael. But that's the chisaron. In other words, you really didn't want to do whatever this good thing was to do, but it didn't look right to say no. But so this way, you look good. But that you have to clap al chet for a rotzon to have an onus. So that's exactly what Avraham Avinu was not guilty of. He could have said, "I won't bring the the Atzei Olma. And then hopefully I'll get there. There won't be anything there. But that's the Yisod of life. That if you really want to do something, you get it done. If you want to have an excuse, there'll always be excuses. Like Rev, what's his name? Rav Motel Katz, Rosh Hashiva of Tells once said, you know, it says in Mishlei that the Otzel, the sad, the lazy person said, you know what he says? Aribachutz. There's a lion outside. Meaning I was supposed to be in a certain place and I didn't come. But why didn't I come? Because there was a lion outside. So that's what the Otzel says. The lazy person says that. So the question is, was there a lion? If there was no lion, he made it up. He's not an Otzel, he's a chakran. So was there a lion? There's not a lion. So yes, there was a lion. But if you really wanted, you'll figure a way out. You'll go in a different way. But the Otzel is always the one who will find excuses. Oh, okay. So this Vilna Gaon of Yechayenu Miyomayim, I think, fits in very well with everything we're saying till now. And furthermore, there's a Chazal that also I think fits in well. That's in Parshas Re'eh on page 25. Re'eh Anochi Nosei Lefnechem Hayom Bracha Uklola. So, first of all, the Zohar says that whenever it says, and the Panach Raz and others say, when it says Hayom in the Torah, it's a remez to Rosh Hashanah. Hayom, the day. The day. Like, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. We're all standing in front of Ribbono Shel Olam. On when? On Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. And that's what the Panach Raza writes on page 27. Remez Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Behei Hayadua. The day. What is the day? Hatzalomer. Ki Beyom Hayadua Hayom Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Lerov Beyom Hadin. Kulchem. Okay. Oh. Then we have the pasuk Anochi Nosei Lefnechem Hayom, and some interpret the same way, Hayom referring to Rosh Hashanah. But now I'm going to show you the Sifrei, and once we see the Sifrei, that will tie in everything we said till now. Sifrei says a mashal. Shnei drachim. Here, he says a mashal. Mashal on the fourth line. Mashal lecha cheyoshev parashas drachim. There was somebody at the crossroads. V'ayu lefon of shnei shvilim. And there were two roads. You could either go this way or that way. So there was a man directing traffic. He was directing traffic. Which road should you go? So echad shetchiloso mishor. The sofa kotzim echad shetchiloso kotzim loso mishor. Hayamudias ha'orchim v'zashovim omer lahem shatem roi. He was telling, there was one road was a lot of thorns. And it was very bumpy. The other road was very clear. But he was telling everyone to go in the bumpy road. So that no one could figure out why. So he's explained, because even though it's bumpy and there are thorns and this, that's only for the first mile. But the rest is going to be smooth. This way is smooth now, that's only the first mile. But the rest is going to be very very arduous to get through. And that's exactly what we're saying. That Re'ei Anochi Nosei Lefnechem Hayom, that the Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is the decision that we're not going to just look at what we see. We're going to be broadside. We're going to not just, you know, have future thought, future thinking, not just what's in front of us. And the bracha is not always the one that just looks so easy in the beginning. The bracha is what you think, the decision you should make through your life, forward thinking, forward looking, not just what's in front of you. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Hayom. Right? There's bracha and klala. But the bracha is not necessarily where you could see in front of you that it's smooth. smooth will become later. But now maybe you have to have some hard work, and then eventually you'll see the smoothness in front of you. And that's the idea that we said, that people forget. That's what the Rambam was saying, the hevlei hazman. We just get caught up in the busyness of life, and we don't just see what's in front of us, and we don't make our decisions based on what's the global picture, not just what's the thing in front of me. And that's why he said kavana, according to the Rambam, the shofar is so important. Because the shofar calls to wake us up not to be short-sighted. And so that idea is the kavana of the mitzvah. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah we don't get a judgment just for Olam Hazeh, we get a judgment even for Olam Haba. The only question is, when we say the Gemara that says that you nechtam, is that only for Olam Haba or is it even for Olam Hazeh? And that will be the determining of what the proper greeting is on Rosh Hashanah. And then the Milcham of Sichon V'Og, that's the same idea. That Sichon V'Og, they captured Moab, and they were happy, but that was short-sightedness, because they didn't think about how this will affect in the long term, and that's the Gemara Bava Basra, that Tibona V'Sikona, that you have to make a shikul of the schar, of the Hefsa Mitzvah Keneged Schara, and Schar Avera Keneged Hefseda. And that, the Vilna Gaon says, is the Pshat in Yechayenu Miyomayim, that the Yomayim are the first 2 days of the Akedah. Because the first 2 days is the Hachana. That we get, that's Yechayenu. We're going to get sustenance in this world from those first 2 days. The Mitzvah is going to be on the third day. That's where we're going to get Tzchar in Olam Haba. But that's the idea of Yechayenu Miyomayim, and the Yechayenu. And then is the last thing we said is the Rei Anochi Nosei Mafrechem Hayom. That the Hayom is the special day, Hayom Hayadua. So the Panech Rosh is Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Is what? Is Rosh Hashanah, where we're all standing before the Ribon Shalom. And Rei Anochi Nosei Mafrechem Hayom Bracho Klola, that this is the day that we're going to make the decision. Do we want the Bracho and the Klola? What does that mean? Of course everyone wants the bracha. Yeah, but the question is, the choice is, how do you view what the bracha is? Do you view the bracha just what you see in front of you now? Or do you have a global view, not just what's in front of you? And that's, the decisions in life are changed when we view life as just, not just what's here now, but this is just the beginning of the journey for Chai Olam Haba, what the Mishnah says, you know, Halom Azeh Dome Leprozdor, Haskein Asa Mechol Prozdor, Kishreishi Yikanes Latrachim. And that's the bracha of what Rosh Hashanah, the choices that we make. So as we approach now, you know, towards the end now of Chodesh Elul, going into Rosh Hashanah, so that's the mind's frame of mind that we have, that we always look back at what the previous year was about and try to understand how can we improve in our hakara. What decisions that we made in our life last year were because we were just short-sighted, as opposed to if we would have been more broad-minded, would things have been different, and how things could be different, and the things that we do, chesed that we do, the tztaka, how that, you know, plays into every decision we make in life, how, you know, that changes when we have the broad view as opposed to the narrow view. And that's what I title here, Yichein Miyamayim, Hisaris Barosh Hashanah, Hachana Ba'olam Hazeh, Lekras Chaye Ha'olam Haba. Because that's what Rosh Hashanah is, the beginning of this world, but this world was only a prozdor, because as the Mefarshim say, it shouldn't be, when we get to Olam Haba, it shouldn't be Nama de Kisufa, it shouldn't be Lechem Shalbusha, it shouldn't be a handout. This world is because we want to earn our keep in Olam Haba. So let me wish everyone a Ksiva Chasima Tova, this
the world, the year to come, Tavshin Pei, should be a year of good health and nachas, and Ezra Shem, Imali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Mishalos Libchem L'tova, that you show all the things that you want for yourselves and your families and for Klal Yisrael should be Mekuyim in a good way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately has the global view. And sometimes we think something is good for us, and the Ribbono Shalom, as global view as we could have, he understands the global view much more. And certain things in life where you thought, Rabbi Bajner once spoke about this, he thought it was a terrible thing that happened, and that was the biggest bracha. That was the biggest bracha that Rav Palm used to say, and it was brought down by Rav Patis Bloom, that sometimes something wanted a certain thing, a certain shidduch, a certain job, a certain thing, and it doesn't work out. And the person's very, very depressed. So he said, no, it's like, Bilam, he was going to curse the people, and then there was a malach that stopped him. And Chazal say that was a malach shel rachamim. Sometimes we as broad as we can be, we're still limited. So we try to do our best, make our best decisions based on, whatever we can think. But ultimately, we hope that the Ribbono Shalom will, Bez Hashem, steer us in the right way, and what's good for us should go through, and what's not good for us, he should stop. And Bez Hashem, this should bring a year of bracha, v'atzlocha lanu l'chol beis Yisrael.